from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigon Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Back from Monday. Here it is, the full show dump. We're about to hop into it, and you can get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Shigon Show. Feels good for Monday, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. Daylight savings are now part of the world too.
I love daylight
savings. Started, which is nice. Saving, it is.
Saving,
isn't it?
It's singular. It's just lovely in the sort of height of summer.
Yes.
To have that long day. I remember one day I was out, and this won't take long. I remember one day I was out on the deck, and I reckon it was still light at 9:30, 20 to 10.
Oh, high absolutely. Summer, it does. Yeah, in January.
I mean, that's a long day if you're a kid.
Yeah. 20 to 10?
20 to 10, I said.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that on holidays.
No. But anyway, Will's obviously a non-believer because he grew up in Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You don't want to fade the curtains.
But that's what you're worried
about.
What about
the cows, mate? Surely they're more important.
The farmers. Think of the farmers.
Okay, get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shigold Show. What do you got for us, Will?
This is from Nick. You also may remember me from such suggestions as changing the traffic jingle from that thing you'd hear on Nova back to its original. Remember, Nick, how he campaigned with that?
I remember,
and it did
Nick.
Change.
When it was Triple M traffic.
Oh,
and then,
yes.
But then it's changed back to...
Back to, yeah.
Triple M traffic.
Well, we kind of merged both of them, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
In the end, we put the new music, but it still has the Triple M traffic.
And Nick's right. He was definitely one of the voices suggesting that. Here's another one of my suggestions sent to Streets Ice Cream earlier this year. Now, he screenshot me the message that says, "Hi, have you ever considered making an entire multi-pack box of Bubble O Bills? I think they'd sell really well." And then Streets replied, "We'd like to think about this more, Nick. Let's, future consideration from our team." And then, lo and behold, they've now done it. And so Nick says he's fixing the world one suggestion at a time.
Oh, that's great.
Does that just mean selling multiple Bubble O Bills
yeah,
in a box?
Yeah, it wasn't a thing until recently.
So you get six in a box now.
Yeah, which great because they're delicious.
Yeah, Bubble O Bills.
We're reading about it on the weekend.
We possibly put it on a sheet of yours at one point. And you
I never knew how to eat a Bubble O Bill with chewing gum as
its
nose.
I take the gum off. It is annoying. Then where do you put it?
Yeah, yeah. Because you can't eat it as you're eating it.
Well,
you've got chewing gum and ice.
Very hard in your mouth.
Yeah. This is from Luke. One for Calipers and her Vegemite hat.
Oh.
And it's a guy in the US, and they're trying to push Vegemite over there.
Are they?
It's the new ambassador. Is he the new Vegemite ambassador? It's a guy from New York.
Giovanni Fabiano.
The pizza guy?
Pizza master,
yes.
Yeah. And so here he is making a Vegemite pizza wearing the same hat that Lauren has.
Oh, you've missed
me
a trick
Giovanni.
There.
Do you know, in Phillip Island, there's a pizza shop that does a cheese and Vegemite pizza.
No way.
I don't know why more places don't do it. They are
so
superb.
Delicious.
It's just like,
it's like a cheese and white scroll.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a toasty, but on a pizza.
Yum.
Anyway, amazing.
There you go.
Good luck, Gianni.
Giovanni, I think his name is.
From Daniel. Can we get a follow-up on Marty's Foxtel? Oh. I also want this.
Yeah, I don't have an aerial into the back of it, so I don't have those 7 and
HD.
Did you try 207?
No, I don't have an aerial in the back of it.
So does 107 work?
What's 107?
Channel 7. How do you access
channel 7 works.
Through the Foxtel?
Through the Foxtel.
Then HD should work.
No, it doesn't, because my mum had the same issue, and there's no channel unless you plug it in.
It just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Daniel says... ours don't have the aerial plugged in, but 207 does the trick.
Oh.
It does have a HD.
Is
did you did you put 207 in, Marty?
No, I did not.
I didn't know anything about it.
No.
So I was as you were.
Yeah, as you were.
No updates.
He will complain about it next time too.
Yeah. And have you seen Bridesmaids?
No, I have not. I've heard about it though.
Me and Will will just reenact the whole film for you.
We could.
I reckon I've seen most of it in the office.
Yeah.
Because it's a great movie.
From Matthew, this is our listener in Texas.
Mm.
And he sent us a couple of photos and videos from the Dallas Cowboys game amid 100,000 people at the stadium.
Oh, no.
So sad. Look forward to borders opening so we can come visit family. But just a bit of perspective.
100,000 people
Isn't
in
that
a stadium.
Crazy.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
How many of them die after the event?
Well, hopefully Matthew's still with us to let us know.
You know, there'll be fatalities come out of that.
Mm.
Now, the pooing scandal, I usually save pooing stories for the back end.
Is this Carly related?
This is Claire related for pooing at work. It caused such a stir in our Instagram messages, and most people think it won in the end that most people poo at work.
Which I'm astounded by.
Yeah, 7 out of 10 on average. Brian is an international airline pilot.
Is six, he?
16-hour flights. What else am I going to do?
Oh, yeah.
So obviously he poos
well,
at work.
Brian has to poo at work.
Yeah, well, except on a plane is, yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't really
count. Gross.
Yeah, it's foul.
So gross.
What are the toilets like in the first class?
The same.
Or whatever it is.
It's hard to explain.
Is it the same as the back where we sit?
Well, yes. They don't know what the economy ones are.
I assume
they have gold-plated taps.
Very good.
Does someone wipe your ass down the back?
It's a window. You have windows at the back?
Yes, we have windows.
In the toilet?
But continuing with Brian, yeah. As an aside, what really shits me, pardon the pun,
okay.
When passengers boarded the jet, before they even sit down, they're into the bathroom for number two.
It's crazy. God. I've seen it.
WTAF.
Mm. Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Are you?
But it might be a nervous poo. There might be a nervous fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't use the bathroom on a plane unless I am desperate. Like, I mean, I've flown to LA and not gone to the toilet.
Really?
Oh, not even weed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the issue? Just the filth of them?
The filth. Usually I'm on a window seat, so I can't. I'm like, I can't be bothered having the yard. Like, Excuse me. Butt or crutch? What do you want? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's just,
I'll take crutch, thank you. And then butt.
What if the person in the aisle is asleep?
Never. Then I will never get out.
But
I will wee my pants.
What if you waited, literally?
Probably.
No.
I don't know what I'd do.
Well, you could just go and do a wee.
I know, but
climb over the people.
But you know what I found? Usually I can hold it unless I'm standing, and I'm not standing.
Oh, right.
I've also been to festivals where I haven't peed all day.
Wow.
Because I don't break the seal.
Yes, that's the key. There's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And finally from Jared, this is really fun. So we were talking about Love You Brisbane.
Love You Brisbane.
Same thing I haven't anymore.
I'll just give you a chance. So from Jared, hey team, the Melbourne version of the Love You Brisbane song was Hello Melbourne, a promo for Channel 7. And he's linked it. It's from 1985 and it's on YouTube. So from Jared, here it is. Hello Melbourne from 1985.
There's a feeling in the air that you can't get anywhere except the moon.
I love it already.
It's great. Yeah.
I've seen a thousand yesterdays and I love the magic ways of Melbourne. From the ranges close at hand, I can look across the land and see you touch the sky. From where the Yarra flows to where the sunset goes.
Into the show.
We should.
We should.
Yeah. Channel 7's with you.
I feel like we were an afterthought.
What do you mean? Melbourne.
You think the Brisbane one's better?
Yeah, I
agree.
Mm. I think just... they did the Brisbane one. They're like, oh, now we have to do one for every.
They're all going to want one now.
All right.
Mm. Well, they could have just done Love You Melbourne.
I know. Yeah. Just do the same.
Just better. Lift it.
Love You Melbourne.
Love You Melbourne.
It does drag on for a while.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, wasn't
it? It was good at the start. Do they?
Yeah.
Thank you anyway, Jared, because I've been looking forever for that. And we finally got it.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Let's get into the show here at Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
There's a bit of flapping going on in here this morning, back from Monday.
Ah, Monday. Good morning, Troy.
How are you, Marty?
Never better, my friend.
Did you have a good weekend?
It was quiet.
Yeah.
You know, as all weekends seem to be at the moment.
Are. Getting a bit boring for me.
Sure. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, but yesterday, beautiful weather, wasn't it? Amazing.
Cracker. And amazing. I enjoyed the rugby league grand final last night. Fantastic game of rugby league.
You watched the whole lot?
Watched the lot.
Didn't get to bed till what, after 10?
Penrith Panthers got the job done and Wayne Bennett. Do you know how this is embarrassing? This is an embarrassing admission. I didn't know he was retiring.
He wants to move to another club?
He's moving back to Brisbane.
Yeah.
And he'll only work out of Brisbane.
Oh, so he's not a senior coach. Right.
So he's going to have a year off by the looks of that. Yeah. Anyway, look, great game of footy. Did you love it, Loz?
Oh, yeah. King Wally.
King Wally, you would have loved him. Timmy Trumpet. Yeah. I mean, you go a long way to see a better act than the Stafford brothers and Timmy Trumpet. I can tell you.
Featuring King Wally.
Featuring King Wally.
King Wally, yes.
And I was going to call her Mariecki Hardy, but what's the girl's name?
Kate Miller-Heidke.
Kate Miller-Heidke.
Kate Miller-Heidke.
Sang with Mossy. I don't know if ballads are the go before a big collision sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. A separate conversation. How are you, Alex?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Anything I need to know about your weekend?
No. Oh, I'm double vaxxed now.
So well done.
Yes.
Good.
Nice.
You know, caught up with a friend yesterday. Hadn't seen her since we were in the Barossa, so that was really nice.
Yeah, just memories of carrying little miniature wine glasses around and drinking everything in front of you.
Oh, no, I've got no memory of that.
No, they weren't so miniature.
No. DC!
See there?
Very busy today.
Oh, he's writing something. I can see his fingers holding a pen.
He has a message for you.
Yes, I'll meet you later.
Yeah. Bring your fingers.
You're going to need your fingers.
Car park at 9.
Very specific trail. Wow.
Top 6 at 6.
Yes.
Yeah, good start.
Yeah, nice.
Strong start.
Good start to the week. That's how you want to get Monday out of the blocks.
Headlines here to get you going.
Yeah. Dominic Perrottet is set to replace Gladys Berejiklian as New South Wales Premier. Well, hasn't that all just crept up on us and just unfolded in real time on Friday?
Yeah.
I was Gladys.
Shock for me. I don't know about anybody else, but.
Oh, yeah. It was for me.
Yeah.
No one said anything.
The resignation was a shock. The investigation was always coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, if you've got a $5 million grant and a $20 million grant, and you've got a secret lover that may have well benefited from those grants being given to you by the then treasurer of later Premier, I mean, there's always going to be questions asked. A
couple of question marks there.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting, because the press, the Murdoch press particularly, has treated her like a martyr. It's almost as if Joan of Arc's appeared. but no. She may well just be a corrupt premier.
New South Wales has been held up as the gold standard through this whole 18 months.
Well, the gold standard premier has resigned.
Yeah.
Embroiled in a anti-corruption commission.
Mm.
The investigation must be pretty scathing to resign over it.
Well, to resign sort of 6 months before you're about to retire and get $400 a year for the rest of your life, I think you might know what's coming.
Mm.
But I could be wrong.
We'll
and these are only allegations at this stage, and there is a procedure and due process that needs to be gone through.
Yeah. And when does that start?
October 18th, I think.
Right, that's soon,
it's not far away. Emily Ratajkowski alleges Robin Thicke fondled her during filming for Blurred Lines.
Jeez.
Oh,
She's written a book about it.
Well, not about it, but she mentions it in her book.
Yeah.
That, groped her.
Groped her.
Yes.
Both boobs, I believe, are reaching around. Old school, like Matt does with me, pre-show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my preferred warm-up. Grab them, jiggle them. I'm ready.
And you never understand pre-show.
Not when Matt's grabbing his boob.
Okay, here we go. Huge delays for Toyota Land Cruiser as company apologised to customers facing months-long delays to get hold of new cars.
Yeah, it's amazing, this.
Pandemic-related.
It is,
undoubtedly.
Yeah. Chip-related and I think factories closing because of COVID. It's a long wait for a new car.
It sure is. Donald Trump asks a federal judge in Florida to force Twitter to reinstate his account.
Get over it.
I know. That's so needy, though, isn't it?
He doesn't exist without Twitter, does he?
No, he doesn't. No. And he's running for the 2024 as well, he said.
He's actually confirmed
Unless he has a call from his doctor to say otherwise.
How old would he be then?
Such a liar.
Like nearly 80, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
It's just
he wants another go.
Mate, you wouldn't believe a word he said.
Am I the only one who misses him on Twitter?
Yes. No, I don't miss him at all.
No,
I don't miss him.
He's been very peaceful.
I love how quickly they just dissolve out of sight.
Yeah.
Channel 7 has released its full lineup for 2022's edition of SAS Australia. Isn't this still going on television?
Yes. I don't know why they've done this.
It's including Barry Hall, Big Bad Bustling Barry, Wayne Carey, alongside fat pizza comedian Paul Fenwick, Anna Heinrich, Jeff Hugel, and Richard Buttrose. Who's Richard Buttrose?
Ida Buttrose's son.
Oh, right, of course. And Jeff Hugel. Jeff Hugel was
the swimmer?
The butterfly, wasn't
he? Yeah.
Princess Eugenie's husband, Jack Brooksbank, let slip that the royal family can discreetly head to a cocktail party from the palace thanks to hidden underground tunnels.
I love that.
This is exciting,
classic,
isn't it?
Classic queen.
Classic queen. Yeah. You just duck through the tunnel and pop up in a gin bar.
Off she goes.
Isn't that lovely?
Where would you have a tunnel to? Ooh, KFC for you.
No. Cross the road to the hamburger
that's
shop.
That's fat shaming. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Triple M. Plates. Watching you. Time for private plates. That's what we're doing right now. We're doing it for Avant Door Handles by Gainsborough. Installed in just 30 seconds using their quick fix technology. Go to gainsborough.com.au. Enter with style. Find out more.
Enter with style.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm.
That's what you do every morning.
Door handles are a lovely touch, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are.
A lovely door handle. You go, you know what? Well done, everyone involved in this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This person gets doors.
This person understands entering in style.
Got to make a statement. First impression.
First impression.
Yeah. It is. That's what it's all about.
Door handles. Have a look at the door handles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Gainsborough.
Oh. Good taste there. They've obviously been to gainsborough.com.au.
Well, I think we've covered that.
Yes, time for private plates.
Matty, your quiz master.
Yeah, personalised number plates, just decipher them. You can send your own in, mattttheflapper@gmail.com.
How's any traction on Matt the Flapper at
the moment?
Everyone
that we've ever done in this game has been sent in
to
me.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Lovely.
Great. Yeah.
I'm closing the end of that list, so if you've got some more, send them in.
You need some help.
Yeah.
Don't text them or put them on the Instagram. No. Will see and I will see and Will's a cheater.
MattTheFlapper@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Head there with your private plates.
Might get a picture of Matt's legs in return.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
Matt
he does
is,
do that.
He's not averse to firing a couple of pics back out into the cloud.
Mm.
Still from not his the cloud. That's just sending.
I don't know what it is.
You don't. That's
still just the Gmail.
It still unsettles me, that whole...
Requesting leg shots?
Yeah, just the shorts shots.
Oh. The one of him sitting on the couch from that
angle. Oh, yeah.
Sausages or legs?
It's hard.
Look, it's hard to tell.
Let's crack on.
All right. First one.
First one today.
Decipher the private plate. That's what this game's all about.
Here Everyone's we go. Right, everyone, let's play.
Okay.
10SNE1.
Hmm.
Say it again, please. One more time.
10SNE1.
Eyes on me.
No.
Ah.
Yeah.
Completely wrong.
No.
E1 was the end of it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
10SNE1.
Onesie?
No.
Oh, 10.
Oh, God.
That's thinking outside the box. Yeah, I need to do that.
Onesie was good, wasn't it?
Onesie was really good. So now it's only Troy and Will left.
Yep.
Come on, guys.
I'm happy to. Time's up.
Is it in German again?
No, it's Lions. It's tennis anyone. So
oh, my
ten
God.
S anyone.
Oh, no. Yeah. God. Tennis anyone.
Oh, yeah. Get it now.
Tough one.
Yep.
I mean, if you got that one in your car, well done.
Yeah.
That's advanced level.
No points on the board. Okay. We've got 14ST1. I'll go again, Lauren. It's okay.
I wasn't ready.
14ST1.
1-4.
Tasty.
No.
1-4 what?
Oh, man.
14ST1.
Oh, my God.
These are tough.
Speed it up in your head.
ST.
Run, Forrest, run.
Well done, Will.
Oh, my God.
Are you joking?
1-4.
1-4-ST-1.
Oh, my God.
1-4-ST-1.
Well done, Will. That's very hard.
If you've got a speech,
if you say it like that.
Thank you to Andrew who sent that one in. It's very good.
Holy hell. Who's ever going to get that? 1-4-ST-1.
I've never spoken like that in my life.
No, not unless I've had a few.
All right, it is. Best of five, first to three.
All right.
The third one. SLE3PR.
Flipper.
Ooh.
That was me. Just for the arrogance, I want to give it to Lauren.
Oh, you want to go to the audience?
Are you?
I think it was Will. DC, can you turn that audio around in time to see who got that answer?
I think
answer?
It was too, but I hate how it was just with me.
That was me.
I want to speed things up.
What's the score?
Well, Will's on one. That's all.
Did you not say before we start the segment that it's really boring that you've won seven of these and none of us have won any?
And then I asked, do you want me to sit out?
No, and we said, no way, don't be stupid.
But you should, when it's this happens, you should be game. Like,
am I giving Will the point or not?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Just no one.
We're waiting for an independent adjudicator.
I'm not.
DC to send us through the.
Touch of Gladys Berejiklian about it. I'm waiting for an independent commission to get involved in it.
Before one of us resigns.
Very quick in the next studio there, working his magic.
Finger.
Yeah. Finger.
give it to Lauren to.
Oh,
okay.
He's got
to save.
He's got it.
You got it.
Here
okay,
we go.
Let's see.
Well done, DC.
Where is it? Just waiting for it.
Hasn't appeared as yet.
He's moving his head around. It's coming. I'm happy to wait. I mean, I got nothing.
There
else
it is.
On.
Okay, let's have a quick listen
okay,
to it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Flipper.
I mean, Will. It's me.
Easy. It's Will.
Flipper.
2-0.
All right. If all right. Will gets the next one, he wins.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four. It's A1R4C1.
So hit one more time.
A1R4C1.
Can you say it one more time, please?
A1R4C1.
It's Air Force One.
Oh,
you got it. Air Force One.
He's that good.
And thank you to Paul, who's just emailed me in a new private plate. So we'll get that on next week.
Oh, Matt, we'll look forward to next Monday.
MattTheFlapper@gmail.com. What's on the back
page? Let's get all the sporting news. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. The NRL season came to a thrilling conclusion last night, Marty.
Belting game.
We both watched it.
Really good game of rugby league.
As the Penrith Panthers managed to win 14-12, and it was devastating for the Rabbitohs with Adam Reynolds having the two chances, effectively, to get his game back into it.
Well,
get
the,
his team back
the,
into it,
the field goal attempt was a long way out.
Yeah.
And looked rushed.
Yeah.
For mine.
Really didn't hit it. But after the try in the corner that by Alex Johnson that looked like it was going to get the side to take the game to overtime.
Mm. Had a kick from the sideline, just couldn't curl it round.
Yeah, reminiscent of Thurston.
Yes.
In 2015.
Yes. And then they went to Golden Point, didn't they?
They did. Nathan Cleary, of course, celebrated with his father, the coach Ivan, who then presented him with the Clive Churchill Medal for Best on Ground.
So. I won $40 for that.
Well done.
Got him at $4.
Nice.
Just $10, you know, I'm not an idiot.
No.
I'm not working this hard to give it away.
And you caught the Panthers winger Brian To'o proposing to his partner.
Yes, just, I saw that just on one of the news services this morning.
Just minutes after winning the grand final on field, so that was a nice touch.
He's picked the wrong night. He could have had a couple of nights with the boys and then asked.
Where did he have the ring?
I was wondering all of this.
Yeah.
I believe it was shelved.
He just popped it on a shelf in the change room.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You asked the question, Loz.
And then he produced it from his locker. His hurt locker.
Makes the win all the more impressive for Brian To'o.
He played 80 minutes. It's quite the skill. With a ring in his hurt locker.
And in the box and everything.
The box was unnecessary. We all tried to talk him out
I know.
Of that.
Didn't need that.
I said, mate, you don't need the box.
Need
we'll
extra.
Bring the box over after the game. He wouldn't hear a word
He'll
of
run
it.
Run faster without the box.
He's like, no way.
You don't need the extra luggage.
The old hurt locker.
And that's our NRL wraps.
Congratulations to the Panthers.
The free agency period in the AFL opened on Friday, and this morning marks the beginning of the trade period.
Right.
So we've seen Mabior Chol go to the Suns. Jack Kelly has joined Essendon. And George Hewitt landed at Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
They're the moves we've seen so far. Adam Shearer, Mason Cox, Patrick Lipinski, Robbie Tarrant.
Look, I don't want to put the mocker on Carlton,
but
they seem as though Sayo, Soggy himself, is starting to piece something together there.
With Vossi and Hewitt and Shearer expected to land this week.
Yeah.
So there's building blocks in place at Carlton.
Mm.
Betting agencies have also been embroiled in a new controversy with the AFL's grand final sprint that took place last week.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to show you the video. So
I missed the sprint entirely.
I don't think it was televised, but West Coast Josh Rotham won the sprint. He was paying $12, a heavy outsider.
Mm.
Jack Petrocelli was the favourite, and you can see footage of him cutting across two different lanes, effectively shortening the distance he had to run.
Who? The West Coast footballer?
Josh Rotham, the winner, So
at $12.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, not a very serious competition, but there's something there to, if you punted on that one, I'd be asking for a refund.
Well, you'd want him to stay in his lane.
You'd think so. Vaccines in sport. This is one of the major talking points around the world. So earlier this week, it's emerged that just 7 of the 20 Premier League clubs had more than 50% of their players fully vaccinated.
That's
which
slow.
Is a low number.
Yeah.
And in the NBA, it's probably the most publicised and
yeah,
spoken
they were on
about.
It real early.
A handful of the game's biggest stars don't want to get vaccinated, saying it's a personal thing. And they've spent the last week in, insisting it's a private decision, nobody else's business. Kyrie Irving is one of the people who could miss half his team's games this season if he remains unvaccinated due to local restrictions in different markets.
Right.
So New York and San Francisco being one of them. He's a former flat earther, by the way.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a flat earther and an anti-vaxxer in the same human being, I reckon he should miss a few games.
But the one that is most relevant to Melburnians is the Australian Open and the tennis tour. So Novak Djokovic has an anti-vaccination stance.
Of course he
and
does.
And it's going to be put to the test.
He's had COVID.
Yeah, yes, the party, has. Didn't he?
Remember, in Croatia, he invented a tennis tournament for everyone to catch COVID.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
So Daniil Medvedev and Stefanos Tsitsipas are a couple of other players that have
not
been...
Not tit.
Yeah, tits. So far, anti-vax to this point.
I'm surprised.
The Victorian government has almost made it certain to mandate that only vaccinated players will play in January.
Well, they've got choices to make, haven't they?
Yeah.
So if it's mandatory and you choose not to get vaccinated, then you can't be a part of it. It's pretty straightforward. Mm.
The ATP estimates 50% of its players are fully vaccinated at this point. So it's going to be interesting. Sorry?
That's not a lot.
No. The WTA is around 60%, but that means if half the tour can't make it, makes a much weaker tournament.
Well, that is what it is.
Sure does. Mm. I mean, they've got to sort it out.
And a massive match in the EPL overnight. Spoiler alert.
Oh, look out. Turn your radio down.
More than the F1s, the EPL people. Mm. Liverpool and Man City drew 2-2. Which was a massive game.
Another
top of the
cracking game of soccer. 2-2 yes, after 90
it was.
Minutes.
It was cracking.
Wow, no wonder they all stab each other.
Oh. That is the Y World of Will.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
October the 4th today. October the 4th. Yeah. Today, guys, is World Animal Day.
Celebrating animals.
Celebrating animals and all their wonderful shapes and sizes. Is this Savage Garden's best song in other news?
We've been through this, haven't we?
No, I just mean is it their best song, not necessarily their most downloaded.
No, I mean, we've discussed what their best song is.
Where did we, you don't? What do you like?
To the Moon and Back?
Or Chicka Cherry Cola?
Chicka Cherry Cola.
Truly Madly Deeply.
Truly Madly Deeply. Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Right. It's a tough room.
Yeah.
No.
1883, the Orient Express departs on its final official, on its first official journey from Paris to Istanbul. From
Paris to Istanbul.
Yeah, series involved.
DC.
DC. 1957, Sputnik 1 becomes the first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth. This is ground control to Major Tom. Ah, Bowie.
Bowie, yeah. And the papers
want to know who great. You wear. 2013, Gravity is released in cinemas. Gravity
is working against me. Is that the movie where the spaceship breaks up and they're
Sandra
spinning?
Bullock.
Yes,
yeah.
George. I've got like George motion Queen. Sickness watching.
I hated that film.
This you hated it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was
emotional
amazing.
Language. Emotional language.
It was really frustrating. I was like, she should be dead.
I was
now.
Gripped.
Yeah, so was I.
She's been sucked out of a rocket thing.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Had the spinning around and around wheel. How was that?
Oh, it was one of the more, like, nervous films I've ever sat through.
I was hanging under
really.
The seat.
I thought it was unbelievable.
Yeah, me too. No.
She couldn't have lived.
No, she couldn't have. She shouldn't have.
I did have an issue with her. She didn't want to go to space in the first place. Mm. But there's no such thing as a reluctant astronaut.
Like, you don't go then. There's lots of people that want to go.
Just don't go, Sandra.
Yeah.
You're Sandra Bullock.
Stay at home and have a cup of tea.
What are you doing in space?
Pick another bad guy to marry. 2019, Joker is released in cinemas with Joaquin Phoenix, who later wins the Academy Award for Best Actor.
You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts, but you don't listen anyway.
Did you see that, Marty?
Yeah, I loved
great
it.
Great film.
Fantastic film. Oh, guys, yeah. Ian Huey Hewitson's turning 73 today.
Absolutely magnificent.
Ah, Huey, crumb a mushroom. Give it a, give me a day off. Susan Sarandon's turning 75. Touch me. 75?
Really? Wow.
Is that amazing?
Yes.
It is.
Am I the only one that thinks Susan Sarandon?
Amazing.
She does.
She sure does. Oh,
looks stunning.
I love her.
Still working.
Janis Joplin passed away today in 1970.
Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my
couple of cigarettes
friends.
In that truck. Oh,
a couple of big nights.
A Mercedes Benz.
October the 4th, 6:58.
Won't you buy me a color TV?
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Dan Andrews' press conference yesterday involved a couple of nurses from across Melbourne. One of them was a woman called...
Michelle Spence.
Michelle Spence and another lady whose name is not in front of me.
Jackie Harper.
Jackie Harper from the Northern Hospital. Two lovely women. And yes. I'd not seen this. I'd heard that this had taken place in a couple of press conferences to sort of try and get across the gravity of the idea of getting vaccinated by talking to people who are at the coalface.
Yes.
Who are living with this in the ward. And in ICU every day, and watching people die, or watching people leave, or watch very unwell, and watching people spend weeks in ICU. We've got a grab here of
Michelle Spence.
Michelle Spence talking through some of the issues around it.
One of the saddest things I've seen over the last few weeks is people wanting the vaccination just before we put them on a life support machine. They're begging for the vaccination. They're very young. And once we get to that and we're about to put them on life support, it is really too late. And their families are remorseful. They're begging us to give them the vaccination. This could be you. If you're waiting now to get the vaccination, if you are waiting, it is your window not to be this person.
Look, there'll always be anti-vax people in the world that don't want to do this kind of thing for whatever their personal reasons are. Let's just move them to the side.
Yeah.
And if you are waiting to get a vaccination, try and accelerate that process if you can. Get vaccinated because it's our road out.
Sure is. They're doing great work.
Oh, they really are.
Oh, yeah.
The Marty Shergold Show, Triple M.
I cheated on an exam once when I was a kid.
Did you? You're a cheater.
Mum made me learn the piano because my sister was very good at the piano. I didn't really care. It was a bit effeminate for me, to be honest. In those days, I was like, I don't want to be a guy playing the piano. That's not going to read well at school.
What about Elton John?
I wasn't really loving Elton John then. I was like about 8 or 9 years old, you know. I hadn't discovered Elton.
Yeah.
His
masculinity.
Elton was the most masculine example.
Yeah, if you want to go really heavy masculinity, I mean, going into the playground and saying, "Hey, sure, I play the piano," but have you guys heard about Elton John? I think that would have really tipped me over the edge,
won them over
in terms of getting your head kicked in at my school.
Could have gone Billy Joel instead.
It could have gone.
Yeah,
you know, 9 o'clock on a Saturday, regular crowd shuffles in.
Yes. Very good.
For my second grade piano exam, I had to write out the musical notes of Hot Cross Buns.
Hot cross buns, hot cross buns. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Well, I knew I wouldn't do it because I didn't bother to learn it.
Yeah.
So I knew I didn't know it because I hadn't bothered to learn it.
Yeah.
So what I did was I wrote it down on a piece of paper with the correct notes, cut that out to about the size of a calculator, and then stuck that perfectly inside my jumper so that I could lean forward and look down at Hot Cross Buns in the middle of the exam.
Oh, that's so much work.
Yeah, I know. It took more work to cheat than it would have done to just learn the four notes that are in Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard it.
Yeah, there's not much to it.
It's hardly Mozart, is it?
No.
But no, cheating seemed like a far better option. I think I was trying to inject some excitement and interest into the whole thing.
Right, yeah.
You know, rather than just knowing Hot Cross Buns, anyone could know Hot Cross Buns. Mm. There's no skill in that. Can you cheat and get away with it?
Was
maybe that was the thrill I was looking for.
I was going to say, maybe there was boasting rights.
Yeah, I cheated.
Amongst your mates.
Told my sister. Cheated on hot cross buns. She was like, well done. I'm like, thank you. Over 24 people in India taking a national exam that could lead to a career in teaching were caught cheating. How's this for cheating, though? This is next level. Give us a bell, 133353, if you've ever cheated on an exam and how you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating takes place in many different guises, shapes and forms.
Like Will.
Like Will. Will just willy-nilly.
Early this year.
I hadn't prepared for that.
No, but you took the opportunity to cheat. As soon as the tiniest window opened.
That's right. That still counts.
You attacked. Mine was premeditated.
Yes.
Yours was in the moment.
Improvised.
Yeah. I mean, in a court of law, I'm going to get a heavier sentence than
you. Absolutely.
Mm, sure.
Yeah.
But what about these guys and girls in India who had Bluetooth-enabled thongs made?
What?
Yeah. Look at the thong there. See, they've cut the top of the thong off, and in the thong is a whole Bluetooth arrangement.
Oh, wow.
Where they've then had a bloke outside the exam, and they've got an inner earpiece in that must have some sort of microphone attached to it.
Mm.
And then they talk and go, Pythagoras theorem. And the bloke outside explains Pythagoras theorem. I don't have the answers. I'm not the guy outside.
No. I'm you the could guy. Help him with hot cross buns.
Yeah. I go, hot cross buns. The guy outside goes, one a penny.
Hot cross buns.
He's out there in the Dunnings doing hot cross buns for me. I'm like, thank you, Phil. Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. Okay, Phil, I get it. Hot cross buns. It involves Bluetooth-connected thongs sold by criminal gangs for $8,000 a pair.
Wow.
So these Indian students are so desperate to pass this exam because it means they have a career, you know.
They'll stump up the $8,000.
They'll stump up the $8,000. Over 24 of them were caught wearing the thongs with a SIM card concealed inside, connected to tiny Bluetooth earpieces embedded deep in their ears to make them less vigorous. This has got a Hurt Locker feel to it, hasn't it?
Oh, like the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The cheater's plan was to have accomplices done all that. Only some of the would-be teachers started acting strangely before entering the exam halls.
Is that meant to say cheaters?
What do you mean?
Would be teachers. The cheater. Well, it's the same thing. The would be teachers.
Would be teachers.
They were studying teaching.
Yeah.
So then they that prompted a thorough search, which revealed the high tech footwear.
Yeah. The Marty Shergold Show. We're talking about cheating. Did you cheat?
Yeah.
Take any calls too?
I cheated on a music theory exam. It was only the second grade theory exam. I mean, I could probably do it now, sight unseen.
Hot cross buns.
It's just common sense.
Yeah. Go.
I haven't got it in front of me, obviously. Well,
but aren't you just
obviously, well,
you're saying the notes in it.
Well, okay. D D E
D D E.
No, it's not cross.
The first two are going to be different.
Cross.
No, they're not.
One a penny, two a cross. Penny,
it goes down.
Yeah, it does.
D E D.
There you go.
Okay. Very good.
Passed.
Wow.
Very fast.
Got a 51. Boom. 52's working too hard.
It sure is. How did you cheat?
Have you ever cheated, Loz?
Yes.
I knew you would.
In Japanese in year 7.
Japanese, which was, is a difficult
it
language.
It was compulsory. Hard. We had to learn 3 languages.
Three?
Yeah, we had Japanese for the whole year, and then French and Italian were halved to half of the year each. And Japanese was really hard. And I used to just write down the characters on another piece of paper and put them underneath the test sheet
and
lift
try
it
and
up
see
and
it.
Just see
through. Yeah, just the old lift it up, have a quick look.
In fairness, my teacher was
Japanese?
No, she wasn't Japanese actually at all. She was a bit simple.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, she wouldn't be the first teacher that's simple. You pay peanuts, you get monkeys.
All right, let's go to Brian in Albanvale. Brian, how did you cheat?
Good morning, legends. Love the show.
Good on you, Brian.
It wasn't me, guys. It was my wife. We were in year 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a film review project to do on Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. I completed mine. It is a great movie. Well done, Patricia. And
Lauren, actually, not Patricia.
Oh, sorry, Loz.
You'd know if it was Patricia.
Same person, Brian.
If it was Patricia, I would have been a bit more loud. Yeah.
And probably hung up on me. I handed mine in and I got a C for it.
Yep.
And a couple of months later, she had to do the same exam and she didn't do it. And she said, oh, can I just use yours? I said, yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah.
And she handed it in and got an A for it.
Oh, that's infuriating.
Completely different schools, different teachers, a whole lot.
Unreal. But what I'm taking from this, Brian, is that you've been seeing your wife since you were in year nine.
Earlier, Marty, we were in year seven and we're 39 now.
Oh, and you're still together.
Yep, three kids.
Oh, Brian, life's too short.
That's great.
Oh,
no, Brian.
That is great news. Good on you, Brian.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, mate. Thanks for the call. Call anytime.
I'm heartbroken for Brian.
Stop.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
I've got an old rockers update for everyone.
Have you?
Yes. David Lee Roth. I've got several old rockers here.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth is retiring. He's hanging up his microphone, as it were. He's finishing on the Las Vegas Strip. He's going to pay homage to his Van Halen days for all the old fans.
Yeah. We probably need to rest.
Well, he reckons after Eddie Van Halen's death and approaching his 67th birthday, they were both big factors in deciding to walk away.
Had enough.
And his doctors have told him, now I don't know why they tell him this, that every time he goes on stage, he endangers his future.
What does that mean, I wonder?
I don't know. Has he got a heart condition?
Maybe. Yeah, there would have been a few big nights, I reckon.
Oh, for David? Oh, yeah. David Lee Roth?
Just a couple?
Could you imagine? Just cutting loose with the Van Halen boys.
Oh, yeah, I reckon.
Jesus. What about this for a lovely little story in a world surrounded by bad news?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger's popped into a bar while on tour in North Carolina. Little bar called the Thirsty Beaver.
I'd go there.
Would you?
Why not?
I would definitely go there.
You do all sorts of things on holiday.
What? You can lose yourself.
You can.
On
forget
holiday.
Who you are.
Mate. You make up your own rules.
Sure do.
When you're at the Thirsty Beaver.
Anything to declare?
I'm thirsty. He's posted a photo of himself at the Thirsty Beaver having a beer on his own, and he went completely unrecognised.
I love that.
The bar owner, Brian Wilson, not Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, the bar owner said, nobody's really mentioned that anybody famous had been here. I don't think they noticed, but this morning my phone did, because Mick had posted this photo of himself standing in the beer garden on his Pat Malone, just wearing a cap and having a beer.
He probably enjoyed that anonymity.
Wouldn't it be lovely
be so good.
To be Mick Jagger and just have one quiet beer without 4,000 people taking a photo of you?
That being hassled, he'd love it.
Yeah. And Cliff Richard, Sir Cliff, to give him his full title, is about to embark on a nationwide tour that will coincide with his 80th birthday.
Wow.
Is that not unbelievable?
That is.
October next year.
You're going to still be doing shows when you're 80?
I hope so.
They're still coming, are they?
Oh, mate. Have you ever tricked a vegan or a vegetarian into eating meat? It's a fun area.
Yeah, it's not that fun.
I think that is fun.
Hang on, mate. We're asking the question 133353.
Did you trick a veggie?
Lunch.
Slip something into the salad that shouldn't have been there.
Maybe it was an accident.
Maybe it was an accident.
You didn't know that they were vegetarian.
Meatloaf.
Lunch.
Anything for lunch.
It's like every time on Good Friday every year. I think today I'm not eating meat today, and then I also go to Yum Cha with my friends, and I say I'm not eating red meat, guys, and then I eat a pork dumpling.
Of course you do,
because you forget.
I forget.
That's white meat, though.
That's true.
So don't be too hard on yourself.
No. Yeah.
Apart from obviously believing in the whole thing.
No. It's just one thing I like to do for my nana.
You do love a fairy tale.
I do
certainly
love fairy tales.
Some heavy fairy tales involved in that. A vegan shopper has lashed out at Coles. I don't like this. I don't like the start of it. I don't like the sound of it. Claiming the supermarket tricked her into buying and eating meat. The woman tweeted saying she was disgusted at Coles for placing two chicken products on a shelf among plant-based alternatives. I usually push through that area pretty quickly, but I'm aware of it.
Yep.
I'm aware that there's a vegan plant-based area and that they have little pack, you know, things.
Yeah.
it's near like the gluten free and
it's all of that. Mm. It's just a you power through it.
Just skip that out aisle.
Yeah. Yeah, God, who's eating that gear? Oh yeah, there's a fair bit. Every time I walk through there, I think they've got good choice now.
There's
these
lots
people.
Of good alternatives.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, you know, people, there's lots people. Of good alternatives.
Yeah, the
you can get like that fake sort of mincey stuff, which I've actually cooked with before, and it's quite tasty.
Faux sausages, fossages.
Yeah.
And faux chicken schnitzels. I've had
fake
those.
Oh, steaks.
Ficken schnitzels.
Ficken schnitzels. Ficken schnitzels.
Or they're fake.
Ficken schnitzels. I mean, you got to be very careful when you say ficken schnitzels.
Sure do. My finger over the dump button.
Don't know where you're going to put that finger for a second. She said, is it intentional that you've put non-vegan products on the shelves between two vegan products?
Mm-hmm.
I'm disgusted that you've just tricked me into buying and eating, mind you, buying and eating chicken when we're all trying so hard to save the planet. Do you not care at all?
Or just read the packet.
The box. Yeah. Like, I know that it's...
God, that's not that hard.
I'm looking at a photo of the box.
Yeah, I can see how she was confused, but also it's really not their responsibility for you to be buying the wrong thing.
In a thought bubble on the front of the box, it's chicken nuggets, it's chicken tenders and 12 mini party packs of what look like sausage rolls and pies, but I doubt they are. It says, I'm free from, in the big thought bubble.
Yeah.
Then it's got smaller writing, which I'm assuming is...
It says, I'm free from allergens and gluten.
Right.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, this is dodgy.
But you look at it and you think, I'm free from chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets. But no, it's not. It's not free from chicken at all. They're chicken nuggets that are free from, as Loza just told us, stuff.
stuff.
Twitter users have arced up, as they always do, in the echo chamber of like-minded ideas. Maybe pay attention. Maybe pay attention to what you're purchasing. Blaming someone else for your complacency is pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
That's
standard stuff.
I'm there.
Standard stuff. The supermarket responded saying, as you can appreciate, in some instances it may be necessary to relocate items to create the additional space required, da-di-da-di-dum. I think they could find a better spot for the chicken nuggets.
Yes, I agree.
Than in the plant-based / vegan aisle where they've got all their fun things that they can have, like Veggie Delights.
Plant-based burger buns.
Yeah. Plant-based...
burger patties.
Plant-based burger patties. Plant-based meatballs.
There you go.
I'd rather die than eat either of those. Oh, that whole thing looks terrible. Did you ever sneak some meat into a vegetarian?
Yeah, give us a call. 1-333-53.
When vegetarians come over, it's hard, isn't it?
Got to cater.
Particularly barbecues. It's like, go on, I'll put your faux sausages, your fossages.
It's been a while since I've hosted at home, though.
Yeah.
You know, with lockdown this year.
I know. I accidentally put your ficken schnitzels too close to the sausages. You know, that stuff. Yeah. You start to get paranoid.
Fat dripped into it.
Yes. Yeah. What if they taste the red meat that was on the barbecue?
Mm.
There's different levels. Like some people would want it cooked on a different plate. Other people, I think, are a bit more lenient.
Well, bring your own barbecue.
Troy, bring your own barbecue.
Bring a packed lunch.
Bring your own barbecue. It's also like... Vegetarians, you're often deterred from even inviting them over because it's like, what do you give them?
Yeah, lots of things. There's plenty.
Tofu. Yeah. Just throw some tofu. Tofu
sausages. In this. You can be vegetarian.
You don't understand barbecues. Now you
I
have
do,
one, though. You
no,
do,
no,
actually.
I still don't.
Sorry.
I still don't get it.
But what are you going to make, a vegetarian lasagna?
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
I often make vegetarian lasagna.
Eggplant lasagna,
just
delicious.
For myself.
Gross.
Right, let's go to David in Frankston. Did you trick a veggie, David?
Oh, how you going, guys? I didn't trick him.
Yeah.
But when I was, about 13, 14, I had a mate stay over and the old lady bought Maccas for us.
Yeah.
And she bought him a Big Mac.
Mm.
And he's like, he's never had Maccas before in his life. Mm. So he took a meat patty out and he didn't realise there's two patties in there.
Oh, no.
And he got halfway through it and realised there was a meat patty and had a bit of a stew.
Oh, no. Well, that's his own fault, David, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, their mum tried to do the right thing. She's buying everyone McDonald's.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you not realise there's a second patty in a Big Mac?
That's right.
Well, he's never had McDonald's.
Well, he has now.
Yes.
And now he's vomited, so he's not really vegetarian, is he?
The Big Mac is kind of two burgers on top of each other.
Well, you wouldn't know either.
You've only had nuggets.
You're going to eat one by the end of this year, you realise.
Okay.
Bryn in Croydon South.
G'day, Marty. Love your work.
Hey, Bryn. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. I actually went the other way. They tricked me into eating, I don't know, tofu or whatever it was, but I went to McDonald's after couple of beers the night before. Sure. Sorry, went to Bunnings after a big night.
Yeah.
Went bought the sausages. Mm-hmm. Took the first bite. Did not know what it is. Mm. Asked him. He goes, "Oh no, it's tofu sausage."
Oh. Tofu like, sausage.
Sausage.
Threw the whole lot out and went to McDonald's.
Yeah. Ah, well, you did the right thing in the end, Bryn.
Yeah. No, they really tricked me.
A tofu sausage. Yeah.
I don't mind tofu, but I need to know it's tofu and not be surprised by tofu. No, yeah.
Tofu is just cardboard.
No foo?
Absolute no foo from me. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. Grounds. Grounds.
Grounds. Something happening around Australia.
Yeah, southern Perth, actually. Canley Vale. A burger joint called Johnny Burgers has been slammed for naming one of its menu items the Ching Chong.
Oh.
Jeez. I mean, even saying it made my ass tighten. Yeah.
I wouldn't feel comfortable ordering that.
No. What? You don't want a Ching Chong?
Mm-mm.
Two Ching Chongs, please.
No.
Gee willy
Can't
wankers.
You just call it the Johnny Burger?
Well, apparently not. It's an Asian burger with a bite, as it's described on the menu. Johnny Wong, who's the restaurant owner, said it was inspired by his Malaysian roots. However, many believe the owner being Malaysian doesn't justify the use of the offensive term Ching Chong. China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maze on. I hope the smoky man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic. It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's got another thing on the menu there called the Honolulu Lulu. And the only thing that separates that from, I'm assuming, the Ching Chong or various other burgers on the menu is the fact that it's got a piece of pineapple on it.
Which is disgusting in itself.
You don't like the pineapple?
No, thanks.
Oh, you mean flavour-wise?
Yeah, I don't like pineapple.
But I believe the pineapple's the only ingredient that makes it Hawaiian. Can you call it the Honolulu Lulu? I don't think you can call it the Ching Chong.
Well, we call it a Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is that
not... Would you order a Ching Chong pizza?
No.
And what would be on it? A little
bird told me. Meantime, let's get you up to date with what's happening around Melbourne, around Australia and around the world with a little birdie.
Melbourne has officially suffered through the longest COVID-19 lockdown in the world, overtaking Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
246 days.
Feels like it, that's for sure.
$700 million a week, they reckon it's taking out of the economy. Jeez.
They work that out, that stuff. I don't know.
Who knows? It's above my pay grade, but I tell you what, I'm jack of it now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely over it.
Still a few weeks to go too, haven't
we? But they're staying strong with our end date, aren't they? They're not saying even though there's a spike where...
No, I think October 26th is when we're sort of stepping back from what we know now as the lockdown.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
The road out.
Curfew comes off, I think, then.
Mm. Didn't know there was one.
No,
I've been doing whatever I want for weeks.
Well, you're asleep before 9 every night.
I haven't been up after the curfew for months.
You're in bed at 7 p.m. What curfew?
Just the idea of staying up after the curfew is something I'm looking forward to.
I thought we have a few freedoms on October 26th. Like, I thought it was
kids
quite
are going back to school. Yeah, a couple of days a week for most.
Oh, I can get a haircut too.
Yes,
get a
haircut.
That's the one I'm looking forward to. God.
So that's our quote freedom day.
Yeah.
End quote.
Haircuts and your kids haircuts. Can go back to school for a couple of days.
Excited, everybody.
Strap yourself in.
Yeah.
Gladys Berejiklian is said to be replaced by New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet.
Matt thinks it's.
Perrottet.
I don't care what Matthew thinks. I'm saying Perrottet.
He'd be right.
Yeah, very knowledgeable with this kind of thing.
He probably is. Politics.
Party room vote takes place on Tuesday. He's a conservative Catholic father of six. He was one of 12 himself. Mm. He's from the right. Gee Willy Winkers.
Is that CQT or is that a spelling mistake?
He voted against decriminalising abortion in 2019. I think we've got more of that to look forward to.
Oh, really?
Mr. Perrottet. Went through an Opus Dei school. It's about as conservative as you could get, I would have thought.
Interesting replacement if that's the case.
He's about as conservative as the right wing of that party gets. Mm. Between him and ScoMo, they've really blurred the lines between church and state. It doesn't seem to want to ever end, does it?
Yeah.
My God. I've read some great books too, but I never lived my life around them. And who's this bloke Gideon?
Gideon?
Who makes the Bible?
He's made a fortune.
Done all right.
NRL Grand Final Entertainment 2014 called it wants its music back is the headline.
Mm-hmm.
After we saw the Stafford brothers open the show with Timmy Trumpet, well, I nearly fell off the couch. I mean, I've seen some great pre-show entertainment, but the Stafford brothers just coming out in white sneakers and bouncing around with their hands in the air, and then Timmy Trumpet coming out with his trumpet. Whew, it was hard not to turn it off, but I pushed through. Kate Miller-Heidke appeared with Ian Moss, and together they murdered flame trees.
Got a bit of that here. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please. For the flame
trees will burn the wind.
I don't want a ballad before a collision sport. You know what I mean? I don't want to run a warm bath before the game's even started.
They didn't murder flame trees.
I think it sounds all right.
They're mossy fired up and gave us Tucker's daughter, which is what we wanted.
She sing by herself?
No!
The anthem. She did the anthem.
Oh, she did the anthem.
Yeah. Which was very good, I must say.
She's got an amazing voice. She did Eurovision.
Yeah. No, right. She's genuine talent.
She should have won Eurovision.
She should have.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
good.
Eurovision.
To finish, the little birdie told me this morning, Emily Ratajkowski alleges Robin Thicke fondled her during the filming of Blurred Lines. Robin Thicke. Doesn't seem like that good a bloke, does it?
I feel like he's already been cancelled.
Oh, he was one of the early ones.
Yeah. Yeah, but what was he cancelled for?
There was that photo of him.
Oh, that's right, where he didn't know there was a mirror behind him.
Yeah.
And in the photo, you could see that he had his hand fair up this bird's bum.
No good.
No good at all.
Well, there you are. Up to date. That is a little birdie told me. We're going
to
move on with our
up to date.
That wasn't even planned.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
That was a total slip up, but it won't happen again.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Marty Sheargold. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Jury's Out.
Question without notice with our jury all set to go as well.
It's good fun.
Yes.
Who we got there, Troy?
Steve in Chelsea Heights first up.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Your Honour.
Welcome to the jury, Steve. It's a curly one today, and I'll be looking forward to hearing your opinion.
Okay.
All right, How's lockdown, Steve?
That's great, thank you. Yeah. I'm like you. I'm asleep before 9, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Curfew schmurfew, am I right?
Yeah, correct, Your Honour.
All right, well done,
Your Honour.
Steve.
I like the way you
do. Good to remember.
Karen in Mortyellick.
G'day, Karen.
How you going, guys?
Never better, Karen. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Today's my first day back at work full-time in months.
Oh, is it really?
Exciting.
What do you do for a living, Karen?
I'm going to bore you, Marty, so I'll say it really quickly. I deal in biometrics.
So. Oh, God, how awful, Karen. I'm sorry for you to have to go back today.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
What is biometrics?
I'll stop
you there, Karen. Thank you.
Hang on there. We'll need your opinion in a second, Karen. All right. And final
just old school, mate.
Final jury member, Luca in Greensboro.
G'day, Luca.
G'day, Your Honour.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. How are you guys?
Getting through lockdown in one piece?
Yeah, somewhat one piece. Coming out with a long piece of hair, though.
Oh, yeah. You need a haircut, Luca.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not something I suffer from, the old need of a haircut. All right, we've got Steve, we've got Karen, we've got Luca. Let's go through the story and we'll go back to the guys and get their opinion.
Let's do it.
An amateur photographer has taken to Reddit to tell a recent story about a favour mm-hmm. that they'd done for a friend's wedding.
Right, okay. That's important.
It's a favour.
Yep.
It's a paid favour.
Hang on, mate. Hang on.
But it is a favour.
It's a favour. Allow me to take the jury through.
Order.
Yeah.
God's sake, order.
The bloody cheap seats are fired up. When he approached me to take the photos, I told him it's not really my forte, but he convinced me by saying he didn't care if the photos were perfect. They were on a shoestring budget, and I agreed to shoot it for $250, which is really nothing for a 10-hour event.
Mm. $25 an hour.
It's bugger all. On the day of the wedding, the photographer says they were driving around, following the bride as she goes from appointment to appointment before the ceremony, taking photos along the way.
Yeah, it's a big
as
job.
A good photographer.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's the day in real time.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
Busy.
$250.
Huge, yeah.
It's a favour.
Finally.
Surprised it didn't start at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, with a glass of champagne and watching the bride put her blush on.
Blush. Probably all happened.
Yeah. At all the appointments.
Yeah.
Yeah, the appointments. I started around 11. I was due to finish at 7:30. Around 5, food was being served, and I was told I can't stop to eat because I need to be the photographer. In fact, they didn't save me a spot at any of the tables.
Oh.
Well, this is starting to take shape, isn't it?
I didn't have any food for him.
We can't leave the jury.
Didn't have a spot at the table.
Mm.
I'm getting tired at this point, kind of regretting doing this for next to nothing. It's also unbelievably hot. The venue is old, and it's like 110 degrees, well, 43 in our language, and there's no AC. So he's hot, he's tired,
he's
hasn't
hungry.
Got a spot at the table, and he's starving. He asked for a 20-minute break to fill his water bottle and grab something to eat, and the groom said no. He tells me I need to either be the photographer or leave without pay.
Oh.
With the heat, being hungry, being generally annoyed at the circumstances, I asked him if he was sure about that ultimatum, and he said yes. So I deleted all the photos I took in front of him and took off and told him, I'm not your photographer anymore.
Ooh, wow.
Did the photographer go too far?
It's a big step.
I'm not influencing the jury. They didn't give him a meal. They didn't even give him a seat at the table.
Rough.
He wanted a 20-minute break to have a drink of water and try and relax. It's 43 degrees. There's no aircon.
It's very reasonable.
You're the photographer, mate. Do your job.
You're not allowed to eat.
You're not changing that position? No, I'm not.
Jury member Steve in Chelsea Heights. Let's get your opinion, Steve. What do you think?
He didn't go too far. He's no mate if you're going to treat someone like that.
No, straight out of the block.
Yeah,
yes. Bang.
Salt of the earth.
Karen in Morty Alec.
I'm going to start by saying I'm a photographer and I've been in that position and I agree with Steve.
Oh, Karen.
Good, Karen.
Two from
not
two.
Not only are you doing biometrics, you're also an amateur photographer.
What a woman.
Karen, you are amazing.
Luca in Greensboro.
Oh, absolutely not. I reckon the photographer's spot on there.
Yeah.
Oh, the unanimous. Three from three.
Three from three.
Everyone gets a show bag.
Thank you, Jerry.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Here he is.
Howie.
Howard, good morning.
Oh, I love the reception I get here. I don't get like this when I get out of bed in the morning. I need my family going, hey,
Howie's here.
I don't get it. Hello, team.
Oh, we just love having visitors, mate. What about Wayne Carey joining the cast of next year's SAS, Howie? That would have caught your attention.
It did. It did catch my... And you know what really caught my attention, Marty Sheargold, is the fact that Barry Hall is doing it too. And you know how they have that situation where you choose to who you got to punch on with in the show?
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Oh, that would be... Barry Hall v. Wayne Carey would be box office. In fact, you know what? I don't think they'll pick each other because I think there's such a marketing opportunity when they come out of the show to do it at the House of Stoush Festival Hall style.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure it will happen.
The only thing that could improve that if it was bare knuckle out the front of Crown.
Now, come on, Marty. Now, did you watch the NRL Grand Final?
I did. I love the NRL. I'm on record as saying I'm a big fan of it. It was a fantastic game, all the way through. And unfortunately, the story didn't end the way that fairy tales often don't. Reynolds and Bennett.
We talked about Wayne Bennett, didn't he? But well done to the Panthers. But I'm not a rugby league expert, so I'm not going to go too far into that. A couple of things that struck me. The great Ray Warren. Mm. This is a man that grew up with an uneven floor in his small country house, rolling marbles down the hallway, and that's how he learnt to commentate.
He'd say
the red marble, the green marble, the blue marble, and he got into horse racing through that. There is something... just right. You know when Richie called the cricket, it was just right. Mm. I reckon when you hear Ray Warren calling rugby league, it just works.
Oh, absolutely. It just works. There's been so many blokes sort of around Ray over the years, but when you hear Ray, you know it's time for the game to start. Pappenhausen, he's one of the greats, Ray.
I want some more. I want some more from you.
I've only got one. It's Pappenhausen. Right. You do a bit, though, Will.
A bit of Ray Warren. Yeah.
Yeah, Will's very good at Ray.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's that good at it. But...
Fafita. No, it was a great game of footy. The pre-show, I don't know if you caught the pre-show, but...
I want to talk pre-show.
Which part of it? The Stafford Brothers and Timmy Trumpet?
Well, that's the bit I want to talk. Because I like to follow these things on social media and see how negative and angry and mean the world can be. Mm. You're trying to produce something for an entire country, so it's a lot of musical mixes. I quite liked your man Timmy Trumpet for something different with his synth heavy tempo pop.
Heavy tempo. On Twitter, somebody said 2014's on the phone and they want their music back.
We've got a grab of it here.
Let's hear my man.
Yes! Come on, Suncorp!
Oh, I like it!
Voice kicks out.
I'm at Cheers.
That's Timmy on the trumpet.
Oh, yes, I know.
Stafford Brothers just working the decks. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah. It's tough to mix that with sort of Cold Chisel and your man Mossy. Marty, you tell me, how do you produce something for such a diverse audience, which is the Australian public?
Yes, look, I was guilty of saying that Kate Miller-Hyde, Kim Mossy murdered Flame Trees together.
Oh.
But once Mossy just got down to Tucker's Daughter, the world was right again. You know what I'm saying? And then when Kate Miller-Heidke did the anthem, the world was exactly right. Just when they start crowbarring strangers together, which is what radio's full of in other news.
We're not strangers. We had a nice 20-minute chat to introduce ourselves to each other.
Mate, we're old mates from way back.
Howie with us this morning.
Yes, and it's Howie's Heroes time.
Yeah, I don't want to do this on my third show because it's a bit self-indulgent, but I'm going to. Firstly, I'm going to put myself in there.
Oh, nice. I like this.
I got through 34.3 overs in the net to my 9-year-old, and I haven't pulled up that
God.
I went through it. I had tight hamstrings. I had a sore shoulder. And he said, Dad, just a couple more overs, and I pushed on through the pain barriers.
Well done.
I'm putting myself in there.
How are you describing your pace at this stage, Howie? Would you medium pace?
For those that really love cricket, Ewan Chatfield, Martin Sneddon, and Jeremy Coney, New Zealand military medium, the leggies still come out okay, but he's starting to get on top of me at age 9, which is disappointing.
Military medium is great expressions.
Yes. Now, the real hero of the week has to be Elise Perry. I'll give you a couple of numbers first, and then I'll tell you why she is my hero this week. Brought up her 300th international wicket in the 4-day test match against India. Should be 5 days. They need to play five days.
Should have DRS, several issues.
Correct, needs DRS. Made 68 not out as well. But it's the way she does it, Marty. I want to have a chat with you about beauty in sport. Now, what I mean here is not the way somebody looks, but the way they look when they're playing the game. So, to me, the things that stick in my mind, Mark Waugh clipping through mid-wicket, that just looks right.
It absolutely does.
Beautiful. Remember the great Darren Jarman for Hawthorn and Adelaide when he would stream out of the middle, the way he would kick the football?
Yes.
David Beckham over a free kick. These are all beautiful things in sport. What about you? Have you got any for me?
David Gower was phenomenal on his front foot.
David Gower.
Or Steve Waugh on his back foot. Phil Mickelson's swing.
The lefty.
Yeah, I love a left-handed golf swing. There's something about it. If there's anything more beautiful in the world than a left-handed golf swing.
Well, I'm about to tell you what is.
Yeah.
The Elise Perry cover drive is the most beautiful thing for me at the moment in Australian cricket.
Technically perfect.
It is just a thing of beauty. And cricket fans, and I can see half of you in the studio thinking, what on earth is he talking about?
I love it. I love cricket. It's my favourite sport.
When you watch it, it is just, that is right. That is the way. If you know nothing about cricket, you can see what Elise is doing and thinking, that just flows It is a thing of beauty, Marty. So she is the hero of the week. Now, this is a girl that scored a goal against Sweden in a World Cup
for Australia. She's a phenomenal athlete.
In football. And she's done amazing things in cricket as well. So she is a star and never put a foot wrong in the media, never done anything wrong.
No.
Just an absolute superstar. A pin-up for Australian sport is Elise Perry.
Her and Meg Lanning, arguably, I mean, there's several people in that team that have been incredibly successful. But the two of them have been there for the longest time and just done amazing things in the cricket world.
Superstars, hey, one to keep an eye out for. Now, I'll try not to bore you here. Yeah. Moto 2, what do you guys know about motorbike riding?
Is that the crash that I've been witnessing all morning? Is that what you're going to talk about?
It could well be if it was Remy Gardner.
Oh, my lord.
To be in the motorbike's going three stages. He's in the second stage.
Yeah.
Moto GP is the big boys, Mark Marquez, Jack Miller. But Remy Gardner is the son of the Wollongong whiz Wayne Gardner.
Of course he is.
500cc world champion.
Yes.
Now he's leading with three rounds to go, but he fell off last night. So there's only 9 points in the title hunt between him and his teammate. But if he wins that, he could go into MotoGP. You never know.
The dream
would be for him to be a MotoGP world champion like his father was on the 500cc, the Wollongong Whiz.
Well, he might even end up in the V8s like his father did briefly. Do you remember that? Of course you would.
I do. Have you got 30 seconds for me to tell you a disappointing Wayne Gardner story?
Please. I love disappointing stories.
Early days, yes, Marty, yes. When I was covering as the circuit for the broadcast at the Grand Prix. So just for the TVs around the circuit.
Oh, you were doing
circuit.
Like the live track guy.
Yeah, correct. GPTV style.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Gardner was in a production car and he was on pole, this fancy Lamborghini. And it was my job to go up and ask the pole driver for an interview in the car before he went off to start the race.
Mm.
And he had one of those Lamborghinis where the doors open up. So you knock on the door, he opens the door up. No worries, you do an interview. It's the Wollongong Whiz. I'm 23. How good's this?
This
the circuit's seeing me. I'm going to be rich and famous.
Which bit of this is disappointing, Howie?
Correct. Well, when I try to close the door, I can't close the bugger. Okay, so the door has a problem with it after I've opened it. Can't close it. Mechanics come out on track from his team to try and close the door. They can't. By the time the formation lap starts, he has to start the race at the back grid.
He
was on pole and gave it to me in the pit lane as a 23-year-old for stuffing his entire race, the Wollongong Whiz. So that's disappointing.
That is disappointing. But I did think you were going to say you jammed his hand in the door. Good on you, Howie.
Peace.
Chat to you Friday.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really fast.
Before we go, Lossa, what do you got?
Yes, well, we reminded everyone of the text line on Friday.
Yes, we did.
My texts had dried up.
What is it?
0457051051.
Yeah. Because Matthew has his Gmail account, which is mattTheFlapper@gmail.com. And Will is often approached directly through our Instagram page.
Yes. Mm. So you can contact me directly
on that number.
And I was inundated.
Any photos you'd like to declare?
There actually was one that was sent, but it was a GIF and we couldn't open it.
Oh.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh.
I'll look at it later.
Okay.
Lots of great stories from...
Good
Grace,
update.
She had a good, but again, they're all from Friday though, so they're a bit done now, but there were some really good stories.
Mm.
But Pete today sent us one about, did you trick a veggio?
Did you trick a veggio? Yeah. We were chatting about that earlier.
Pete from Canberra, good morning, Marty. Shit's gold and the poop shooters.
Oh, God.
After a big night out, we convinced a vegetarian the best cure was pepper steak pie. He caved and smashed two back to back, a man reborn.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
Well, a pepper steak pie is very hard to beat.
It is.
Yeah. My favourite pie, I think.
Is
do
it?
You think?
The pepper steak.
Yeah.
It's good pie.
Yummy.
Great pie.
I like a steak and bacon and cheese.
You like all pies.
I love
steak
pies.
And mushroom.
So sue me. I'm a pie
steak
lover.
And mushroom, yeah, I love a
Is there
pie.
A pie you don't like?
No, I'm not had a pie. I get a bit funny about chicken in a pie.
Oh, chicken curry.
Chicken run.
Chicken, you know, I'm...
I get funny with chicken full stop.
I've got to really know the history of chicken.
I know. Yeah. You had that trouble last week.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did too.
Oh, you did too.
Lukewarm wings.
Yes.
That was this day last week. Yeah. On this day last week.
On this day last week, Marty Shugold pooped his pants.
For the first time.
No, it's all right.
No, he pooped at work.
That's when you became Shardy.
Yeah. Marty Shugold.
That's not when I became Shardy, mate.
The first time this year at work.
During Top 6 at 6 today, I said that Richard Buttrose is Ida Buttrose's son.
He's not.
It's actually her nephew, my apologies.
Quite a troubled life, Dick.
Yes. Well, you can see him on SS Australia next year.
It's hopefully a story of redemption. For old Dick.
I have to face off Barry Hall one-on-one.
Gosh. One-on-one. I'll back Barry against all of that lot.
Yes.
You revealed earlier in the show today that you cheated on a music test.
Yeah, Hot Cross Buns.
Yep, and then you said that the notes for Hot Cross Buns are, are this.
D, D, E.
I know.
I was totally making it up. What
I know,
are they?
But I'm telling you, they're B A G.
B-A-G.
Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns.
There it is.
G-G.
Brings back some memories.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah.
And
of course, Will knows.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious.
Knows everything.
Someone at this company is celebrating a very special anniversary.
Yes.
Yesterday she did, and we wouldn't normally do this.
No, we wouldn't do this, but Jo Bennett's one of the loveliest ladies I've met in the radio business and outside the radio business.
She sure
She's been
is.
An absolute campaigner for Southern Cross.
She's a legend.
Celebrated 27 years at the business yesterday. Wow. I mean, that's astounding in this business.
Yeah.
27 years in radio years is about 1,008.
Yeah, it sure is.
Because you usually cop it in the neck far earlier than that. Well done, Jo.
Well done, JB. Good on you, JB. The Marty Shigold Show. Ta-da-da. Things we need to cover off before we go. You've stuck around this long. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
This
is the back end.
Back ends, yeah. Important business.
From Terry.
G'day, Terry.
Now, I don't know whether we want to condone this. I said we don't.
Okay, well, this is interesting. Uh-oh.
But
where's this heading?
He just let us know that Terry has just messaged every rival radio station I used to listen to tell them they are and you guys in the morning own it.
Taking it on himself.
I don't hate it.
Setting the agenda, Terry.
Not condoning it, but I don't dislike it.
I'm condoning it. Well done, Terry.
Okay. Well done, Terry.
There should be more of that.
Should be.
Passionate fans.
Call them.
What do you mean?
Just call them just throughout the morning.
Oh, and in the middle of their show, you know what you guys need? Marty Sheargold.
Yes. Trojan horse them a bit. I've got a funny story about where I lost my wallet.
And then that caused some controversy.
Trojan horse.
The Trojan horse, which you never knew was a real was a fake story.
It's mythical.
Mythical.
I did not know that. I thought it was real.
I thought it was real too.
I think most people, except then Will, did the whole like, it's like anything like the Bible. He tried to make me feel like shit.
No, I tried to make you feel better.
No, you didn't.
Jesus, it didn't work, obviously.
Communication between you two today.
I can't say much.
I don't know who's trying to help who.
No.
It's Greek mythology.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was Greek mythology. I thought it was history.
No, it's not like George Colombaris. It's Greek mythology. You think you're going to get paid, but then you never do.
I thought it was fact. Like, they taught it in school.
You get paid eventually.
Obviously, I'm joking about George. Let's be very clear.
Well, you're not, though.
Let's be very clear.
It's literally his birthday today.
Who? George Colombaris. Happy birthday, George. Thinking of you, buddy.
Cooking for his life.
I know.
He's all right. He just did Masked Singer.
Mate, put some chips in a kebab. You got a business.
Yeah. The Trojan horse would be a good ship hole, though.
Yes,
yeah,
I think so.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Did you believe that the Trojan horse was a real thing?
Because the Trojan War is believed to have taken place.
Which, again, I thought was fully historical fact.
Oh, Matt's not
actually yawning.
The largest yawn I've ever seen anyone do.
One of the biggest yawns I've ever seen.
Sorry to keep you up.
I'm so sorry.
That was an early start for us.
From Josh. What are the bloody chances? Listening to the podcast Sunday morning with a hangover you couldn't jump over on the way to my local cafe with the bit about Will busting his wrist and wearing a wrist guard. Marty's joke about rollerblading is the last thing I hear. I go in and one of the regular staff is explaining to another customer that she didn't fall over. She now needs to wear a wrist guard because she keeps hurting her wrist banging the coffee machine. I immediately pull out Marty's. I thought you were going to just go rollerblading after work. Gear and it brought the house down.
Ah, he's doing my gear. Yeah, his own laughs.
Yes. So,
that's nice.
Thanks, Big Dog JD, says Josh.
Well done, Big Dog.
Thank you.
And finally from Tegan, wonder if there is a YouTube video of this road trip. Sounds right up the alley of the Big Shigs, and it's the Great British Road Trip, it's called. It's a meme that she's sent through, and I'll run you through the destinations along the journey.
Wonderful. Oh,
yeah. So you start at the northern town of Twat. Then you go through Cockbridge, Dick Place, Cockermouth, Penistone, Cock Alley,
cool.
And then you finally finish through Sluts Hole Lane, Fingering O,
what?
Arse Hill, and it ends in Shitterton.
So we're doing the road trip, aren't we?
That might be a good one.
I think perhaps we should get
Qantas on board for that.
Well, they're flying to London. They'll get us there.
I mean, straight out of the Northern Territory, you're mad if you died.
Absolutely.
All right, we're doing that after New York.
We'll go from Twat to Shitterton.
Get in touch with us.
By the Perineum Range.
Or was it Slut Hole Lane?
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up,
Marty
we?
Shigold Show. We'll chat to you next time. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.